Today's Daf Maseches Yoma Daf Chav Dal. The Gemara gets into a discussion over which services or partial services may have the direct involvement or setup of a non-Kohen, which the Torah calls a Zar. After citing a number of examples, going through different parts of services, sections of services that may be performed, that may not be performed by the non-Kohen, the Gemara says if a non-Kohen places oil in the menorah, takes the Shem and puts it in the menorah, that person should be liable. Setting up the menorah as part of the essential procedure in the daily service, seemingly, but since there's still the actual lighting of the menorah, it's not a complete picture, the placement of the oil is insignificant on its own. Based on this, says the Gemara, Azar, a non-Kohen, who lights the menorah, should be in violation of the Torah commandment, quoted in our daf, from Sefer Bamidbar Perek Yedches Pasuk Zayin, Hazazar HaKarev Yumas. The person, the non-Kohen who comes into the too close and comes in is liable to death. This is not so, says the Gemara. What's the reason? It's not an issue by the menorah. Hadlaka lava vodahi. Hadlaka is not a service. It's not a full-fledged service in the Beis Hamikdash. What? Lighting the menorah was not an avoda? How could that be, says the Gemara? Doesn't it say in Vayikra, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin, V'nasnu b'nei Aaron a kohen eish al mizbeach, v'archu eitzim al eish. We see that the role of Aaron a kohen was to bring the fire onto the mizbeach, onto the altar, and to set up the wood on that fire, teaching me that kindling the chips, the wooden chips that kept the altar fires going, that must be done by a kohen. So what do you mean, hadlaka lavavodi? How could you say such a thing? Answers the Gemara, true, kindling the mizbeach fire chips was a service, was an avoda, but guess what? Lighting the menorah was not. Pipes in the Tosas Yeshanim, Rabbein Yosef of the Rishonim wondered on this Gemara, if hadlaka is not a service, not an avoda, what about the opening words of Parshas Baloscha? Daber al Aaron? Say to Aaron, Baloscha and Eros, giving Aaron direct and explicit instructions to light the menorah in the Mishkan. So what's going on? We seem to have a Parsha, which is endorsing the idea that there is a service called Hadlakas a menorah. So comes the Meshech Chochma la Torah, Meir Simcha Dvinz, and quotes our Gemara directly in the question of the Tosas Yeshanim, that the Pasuk clearly says, Aaron. His answer is that since the language of the Mishnah, which we had, was in Mechanchinus Menorah El Beneros Shobein Arvim, we don't dedicate the menorah except with candles that were made by the Arvim. And Rashi brings the Medrash that Aaron had been distraught the opening day of the Mishkan. He was sad that the Nesim, the princes of the tribes, played such a central role in the dedication of the Mishkan. What about me? So what did Hashem say to him? Shalcha gdol mishalem. What you're going to get is even greater than them. Shata madlik umeitiv zeneros. You're being given the opportunity to light and set up the neros. How does that fit with our Gemara, which seems to say it's not an avoda? Ein achinami. The first go-around, says the Meshech Chochma, the first go-around was special for Aaron. Be the first one in history to light the menorah. Beyond this, Ladoros, the Torah says in Tetzaveh, Va'arachos Aaron, he's going to set it up. That includes the setup. It says to talk about not the lighting itself, which should be done by a kohen. We also find the Ramban emphasizes in Parshas Emor, Ya'arochos or Aaron, which is similar reading, similar wording, doesn't include his sons because Aaron is the one who's initiating the process. The Shem Yishmuel has an incredible insight based on deeper sources on this in his essays on Parshas Balosa. He quotes from his father, the Avni Nezer, that the nature of the Avodas Levim, the service of the Levites, is Milmata Lemala. It goes from down here on earth up to the heavens. What were the Levim? What was their main role? Their main role was singing. Singing is the voice that's being directed upward. While the Kohanim were responsible for Milmala Lemata, to bring down the Shechina and the fire down to earth, down to the Mizbeach. So Aaron was saying that it's true, he's the Kohen Gadol, but he's also the leader of Shevet Levi. So what did Hashem do? So he gave Aaron the opportunity to light the menorah. But guess what the menorah is? It's Milmata Lemala. You're lighting the flame down here. Therefore, it's not an avoda. The Kohanim who are Milmala Lemata. This is a tremendous chizuk for us, that our relationship with Hashem can be one of striving upward like the Levim, but at the same time, it's also bringing heaven down to earth to follow the inspiring role model of the Kohanim.